Chapter 16. Drink.
And action!
Sadly, from the word go in my relationship with Paula, she liked to drink, especially red wine. Now, I'm not here to badmouth her, and she certainly was not out of control. I'm not going to claim I was any better either. I loved a good ale, I loved whiskey, I loved a good meal, and I loved a good bottle of wine. But I didn't really have the knowledge of wine to know what actually was good, to be fair. Now, the office was close to the house, and the overheads were lower. I had more time suddenly, and more money in my pocket. I was tired and I'd spent the last 2 years working to survive. I now wanted to work to live. So I would come home at a decent time, say, 6:30, 7 p.m, start writing music in the evening and start drinking as soon as I got home. I felt pretty good, but not really good because somehow I'd become a bit of an employee. I was sort of starting to work an 8 till 6, going home, drinking, sleeping and so on. I wasn't actually happy. I was actually incredibly lonely and I was living in an insular bubble of video as a job and music as a hobby, and that was it. It was actually really, really pathetic. Everything I earned was now going down the drain on drink and food. Paula, as I'd previously discussed, wasn't really into the idea of running a business and was progressing really well into a different alternative career. And I think I started to fall into the employee approach because that was how she lived her life around me, and you're heavily influenced by the environment you're in. We do learn to live like those around us, and the only person who can really push you out of that is you. Now, I'm going to quickly clarify that this is not a criticism. If you're in an environment you can't control, or that you're born into, it must be incredibly tough to change. I didn't have that excuse, and the whole way along, Paula had been amazingly supportive of me starting up Sandstorm. It was only that she'd never wanted to run a company, and she'd always said that to me. I knew as soon as we started making money, we had to enjoy it to reward Paula and I for all the hard work. But actually, that was totally the wrong thing for me to do. When you're starting to do well in business, it's time to really capitalise, to start to invest in advertisement, to get the word out and let people know you're there. You're great at what you do and you're most certainly open for new business. The 2 years of extreme graft in Newbury and also Soho had totally worn me out and I was enjoying relaxing a little, but I wasn't happy. So it was time to make a change. That change actually came in a very simple form. I met another woman. How that happened is not that important, but I had known for over a year that things in my life needed to change. Not just the relationship, but my whole way of living and my approach to my life and work. This new relationship spurred me into action because 6 months of drinking had, surprisingly enough, driven the morale of the company down a bit. I wasn't really concentrating and I'd lost the passion. If anything, I was vibing more on music than video again, very much like I did when I was a teenager. The stages from this point happened pretty quickly. Firstly, Pete left the company. He wanted to do some proper CGI and we weren't really going down that route anymore. More of our work was productions and editing. He went off to London with a pretty decent CV and a whole lot of skills and passion. Secondly, I still owed Paula a bit of money. To this day, I still don't really know how I got myself in that situation when I had so many opportunities to pay her back as we went along. I had to work my socks off to pay her and do it quickly so that Sandstorm could be truly independent once more. As soon as I paid Paula off, I then found myself with another predicament. I had no home. My new partner Rebecca and I had been staying in a house on the airfield, which we suddenly had to vacate to make room for someone else. So we had to find somewhere to rent, and pretty fast, which again meant work had to come first to pay yet more bills. Are you seeing a trend here? I wonder if my statement as a 6-year-old about just working to earn money to survive seemed to be happening. Only to an extent, of course, that's entirely depending on your outlook. The trend is simple. If you're not striving for something new or wanting to move up in the world, well, you won't need to work harder or smarter because you've got nothing to aim for. I had a lot to aim for and the company was going from strength to strength, so knuckle down I did and the enthusiasm quickly returned. Rebecca was, by her own admission, not interested in running a business herself, but she was incredibly experienced in the administrative side of business, as she'd worked for a number of companies in administrative roles. And this meant that all the stuff I was useless at, she was very good at. Suddenly, even though she was full-time in real employment, we had a team at home, someone I could talk to about work and who was looking at it with fresh eyes and from a totally different angle with no experience of filmmaking. Therefore, none of the reservations or apprehensions you sometimes get when you've been in an industry for a while. We had a creative to do the work and a different perspective on how we should present ourselves to clients, in the way our offices looked, how we treated clients, how our focus had to be on the client, not just on the work we did for the client. She was also incredibly supportive of aspirations, which meant that I could fully rely on her support to drive the business forward. For the first time since Sandstorm had started, I had someone working with me whose intuition I could completely trust. Sounds great, right? Well, not quite. Sandstorm wasn't really making quite enough to support both of us, and I also didn't think it was fair on Rebecca to pull her out of a well-paid job to work with me. Sounds like a bloody nightmare, right? That, to me, was not fair on her, so Rebecca stayed in her job and I stayed in Sandstorm. Sandstorm was, on paper, now back as a technically one-man band. The administrative side of Sandstorm was therefore how we spent our evenings, thus very part-time, and part-time in the media industry doesn't really work. Also, as I've discussed before, cash flow is not part-time. The money has to be the business's focus. So although in an operational sense we were a smarter business, on a day-to-day level, in the office, so I was having to pretty much do it all myself, and it was, yet again, back to the long hours. Our office was great, our company had a great reel and a great reputation, but behind the scenes, it felt very much like we were back to square one.